What a song, what a message. No better song ever written, and especially that third stanza, which gives to us the dimensions of God's love and grace. Did you notice it? Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. You know what that means, don't you? If the ocean were filled with ink, and if the skies were made out of parchment, writing paper, and if every stalk on earth, every corn stalk, were a writing pen, and every man were a scribe or a secretary by trade, to write the love of God above, it would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. If you were to dip your pen, made out of every corn stalk on earth, into the ocean filled with ink, and everybody write the love of God on the heavens, there would not be room enough to record it. Such are the dimensions of God's loving kindness and His tender mercies and His love. There's no reason why we should be spiritually poor. When God has such an abundance of love and grace, if we go away empty, you can rest assured it is your own fault and it is my fault. Because heaven's gate does not swing open on rusty hinges and God toss out a few pennies reluctantly. No, Jesus said, if you fathers, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit and give good things to those who seek Him? Well, let's call upon Him today. Let's seek Him with all of our heart. And as we do, we can be sure that God's great grace will be abundant to us. And we won't go away empty, but we'll go away full. Lord, fill us today. How big is God? I love to read those scriptures in the Bible which give some description of our Lord's dimensions. The heights and the depths, like in Psalm 103. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgression from us. That just gives a little bit of God's dimensions. How high, how big is His heart? As high as the heavens are above the earth. That's how great is His faithfulness and His mercy toward those who love Him and will seek Him. How big is God? Oh, may the Holy Spirit reveal to us today just a small part of the bigness and the vastness of the heart of our God. How big is God? As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who love Him. Do you love Him?
How big is God? How big and wide His vast domain? To try and tell, these lips can only start. He's big enough to rule His mighty universe, yet small enough to live within the heart. Though man may strive to go beyond the reef of space, crawl beyond the distant glimmering stars. This world's a room so small within my Master's house. They open sky, but a portion of His yard.
How big is God? How big and wide His vast domain? To try and tell, these lips can only start.
He's big enough to rule His mighty small enough to live within the heart.
I feel like singing this morning, O Lord. I feel like telling everyone around me how great You are. If only they could know the depths of your love and your eternal concern for those who will follow you. But my songs are so often off key, my speech is so inadequate. I simply cannot express what I feel, what I know to be true about your love for your creatures upon this world. But even the songs of the birds proclaim your praises, the heavens and the earth beneath them, the trees that reach toward you, the flowers that glow in colorful beauty, the green hills and soaring mountains, the valleys and the plains, the lakes and the rivers, the great oceans that pound our shores. They proclaim your greatness, O God, and your love for the sons of men. How glorious it is to be alive, O Lord! May every breath of my body, every beat of my heart, be dedicated to your praise and glory. You know, one thing I'm sure of, even though there's a lot confusing in life, and the older one gets, it seems that the less we know as far as all the answers in life, because there are a lot of mysteries. There are plenty of enigmas and riddles in life. And there are many areas of one's life that we just simply have to trust God and say, well, God knows. And we see through a glass darkly right now, but someday we'll see clearly. I'm not one of those who has all the answers to everything, except that I know that Christ is the answer. I know that. But there are many things that are dark and many things confusing. Now, not so dark that you won't know how to live and how to walk. I don't mean that. Because Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And we can know every step that we ought to take. Maybe it's just one step at a time, but that's all right. Maybe we can't take leaps at a time or live our lives a whole week or month at a time, but just day by day, moment by moment, one step at a time, we walk with God. But we can see clearly as we read the precious word of the Lord how we ought to live, how to act, how to react, how to treat people, how to worship and love our God. So in those things, we ought to be very clear. But then when it comes to many of the providences of God and the works of God, we read scriptures like in Isaiah, my ways are not your ways, saith the Lord, and my thoughts are not your thoughts, but as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my thoughts and my ways above yours. And in those times, we just have to put our little tiny hand in God's great big hand and just say with the trust and faith of a little child, O Lord, lead me and guide me. But there's one thing I am sure of. God will make a way for those who love him and trust him. Even though many things are mysterious, and maybe you don't have the answer or the solution to everything. Oh, I wish I did. I wish that when people came to see me and for times of counseling because of marital problems or whatever, I wish I could just give them all the right answers and see everything solved and made whole. But I don't have all the answers. But there is one thing I'm certain. For anybody who will put their trust in God unreservedly, God will make a way for you. Believe that just as surely as he did the children of Israel as they stood at the shores of that uncrossable Red Sea and God said, be still and know that I am God. And as they waited upon God, then all that night he caused a strong east wind to blow and it parted the waters of the Red Sea and they walked through that had been impossible and sure enough, God made a way for them. And I'm sure of this too. God will make a way for you, no matter how impossible it may seem, if you will trust him and if you will love him. Maybe many other things you don't understand and a lot is over your head, just like it is mine. but let us believe without a shadow of a doubt, my God will make a way for those who love him and trust him. Just want to pray for you right now. I tell you what, I'll pray for you, and you pray for me, because we're all in this together. And except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. There is nobody so strong and spiritually blessed that can make it on his or her own. We need God's help. That's what Jesus meant in John chapter 15, that parable of, or the sermon, of the branch and the vine. It is only when the branch abides in the vine that is going to bring forth fruit. And Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. But if you abide in me, you'll bring forth much fruit. So I need God's touch in my life as much as anybody who's out there in that unseen audience listening to this program. We need it together, don't we? So I'll pray for the Lord's touch in your life, and you pray for me. Heavenly Father, you know where we are. You know where we have come from, where we're going, and what we're doing here. You know the particular things that each one of us struggle against and the things that come hard for us. But we reaffirm today our faith in God, our trust in the Lord, knowing that God will make a way for each one of us, even where there seems to be no way. For the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? And I pray for my friends out there in that unseen audience, even though I don't see them, they don't see me. But God sees us all. Oh, thank God for that. His eyes on the sparrow, we read of in the scripture, and we know that he watches over us. So, Lord, right where that man is, that woman, that teenager, that child, that grandparent, right where that individual is, as you see them and know them, give them your touch. The touch from your compassionate heart. Oh, the great dimensions of your love, how high, how deep, how wide, how broad it is. And we just simply want to tap some of those resources of heaven today for our souls, not selfishly, but we want it so that we may be made strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so that we can be a blessing to others around us. Lord, unless you bless us, we can't bless others. We can't give what we don't have. And it is only as you pour within us today of your Holy Spirit and the riches of heaven, your grace, that we will be able to reach out to others and touch others and bless others. Oh, we ask this in your precious name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us in our times of need, not just today, but every day, day by day. The Lord is our strength, and we reaffirm this fact, not because of our goodness and our greatness, but because of who Jesus is and the promises of his word that declares it to be so. For those who would believe, and those who will trust God, and those who will turn to him with all their hearts, Lord, we turn to you today with all our hearts. No reservations. We surrender everything to you, knowing that as we do so, you will give everything that you are to us. In the dear name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just continue our worship together, shall we? As we worship the Lord.
Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if you will help my weakness. I know that I'm not worthy, Lord of thee. By eyes of faith I see thee upon the cross of Calvary. Dear Lord, I cry, let me thy servant be.
You are ushering in another day, untouched and freshly new. So here I come to ask you, God, if you will renew me too. Forgive the many errors that I made yesterday, and let me try again, dear God, to walk closer in thy way. But, Father, I'm well aware I can't make it on my own. So take my hand and hold it tight, for I can't walk alone. Beautiful words by Helen Steiner Rice. Surely we can't make it on our own. We need God's help. Is your hand in his? Better still, does Christ live within your heart? Doesn't the scripture say, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest? Doesn't the scripture say, behold, I stand at the door and knock? If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. That's the secret, isn't it? Is when we open the door of our heart to Jesus Christ and receive him, he makes the difference. He is that life within. He that hath the Son of God hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. And when we receive Christ into our heart, then we have life. There is no substitute for Jesus. You can't substitute religion for him. You can't substitute your church membership for him. A lot of people do. You see, they don't really want to love God and live according to his precepts and walk in the highway of holiness that leads to heaven. They would rather hold hands with the world and compromise and give in to a few sins and enjoy the passions and delights of our lower carnal self and still call themselves Christians. And so they substitute the reality of Christ and the life of Christ, and in his place they take on religion. But listen, there's no amount of liturgical worship or religion or stained glass windows or pipe organs or robed choirs or fancy preaching or beautiful sanctuaries that can take the place of the life of Jesus Christ. If you have Jesus, you're a Christian. If you don't have Jesus, you're not a Christian. You may be a great, good, wonderful church member, but if you don't have Jesus, you're not a Christian. You don't have life. You've got religion, church, everything else, lots of knowledge. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. Well, I enjoy these moments that we spend in morning devotions. Never know who's out there listening. Whether you're a Methodist or Baptist, Presbyterian, Assembly of God, Roman Catholic, Protestant, no church affiliation whatsoever, Jewish or Muslim, whoever you are, I am delighted to have this opportunity to speak these words to you, and I trust that Jesus Christ, our life, will come into each one of our hearts and make himself real to us, not just religion per se, not just your church or my church, but that Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, come within our hearts. And if this happen, it will be glory indeed, won't it? I've enjoyed being with you. My time is gone. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Have a good day. God bless you.